Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning. Oh man, I don't even have my button up right.
Where is it?
Concerning
marriage.
Yeesh.
We've been doing all this time.
It's gonna be one of these shows already today. Joining me, I am of course your host, the one
who are you?
Mark Unger. Joining me is always the very ever lovely and charming Diane Briley. Nancy's back with us today.
She
running
is.
Running camera, that's always awesome. Phil is MIA. There's Phil. We still have the chair in honor of Phil, so we don't know where he's at. He's having issues, so see if you
he'll grace us with his presence eventually.
If he meanders in at some point. Engineering the show is always very talented but eerily creepy. Timothy Robert Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during this incomprehensibly, immeasurably boring show. This is a show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markgungor.com. It's a show that handles your questions about relationships. Email us. We will answer. What do you got there?
Okay, I have no idea where I got this article from. I can't remember.
I don't know what I'm even doing. You have no idea. I don't know what I'm doing. Phil's gone.
It's lost. Who thought we were supposed to
doomed.
Actually
we're
work
already
today?
Doomed. All right.
Okay, what men want. 7 traits men look for in the lady of their dreams.
Yeah, I can think of one.
It's not on the list. It's not on the list,
what?
Friend.
What the heck? What kind of list is this?
I don't know. It's a holy list, I think, judging by the 7 things they listed.
Okay.
Number one.
The holy list.
Character.
Uh-huh.
Being truly beautiful has nothing to do with what you look like, but everything to do with who you are. Says the idealistic person who wrote this.
Who wrote this?
I would have to go back and look. I can't remember.
This is slightly deluded. Let's face it.
Yes.
Most men are attracted by the physical beauty of a woman. Straight up.
Yes.
Anybody who says it's the number one thing is a moron.
Yes.
Having said that, it is true that character also plays a big role in it once you get past the initial connection.
Yeah.
Because there's some chicks that are drop-dead gorgeous. You spend 10 minutes with them, you want to take your own life around it because they're just nasty and whiny, complaining. God, I don't care what they look like. I mean, who wants to put up with that? And others, actually, who maybe are not as stunningly attractive, but you spend time with them and they just become gorgeous because they're so sweet on the inside. So I think that's fair.
Yes.
But I don't know.
But
maybe he's not saying it's labeled number one, so I don't know.
Well,
it is
I don't
important.
Know if they're in order of importance not, but...
But I don't see looks on here anyway.
That's what I said, they're not. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what attracts you, but it's not what you really
are looking for
in the day-to-day. Is that maybe what it means?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
The second thing, respect. How you present yourself says a lot about who you are. You can't respect a man if you don't respect yourself. It's not a knock, but seriously... How would that be possible? So looking for
the woman treats herself with respect. I'm stunned.
Yes.
Stunned at how many women treat themselves with no respect. And you can tell that because they allow men to treat them disrespectfully.
Mm-hmm.
And they knock them all over the place emotionally and this way or that. Some of them literally physically.
Mm-hmm.
And they tolerate it anyway. And it's like, really? You know, I mean, I just had an email with a lady yesterday. It's like, really? Don't you have any respect for yourself? Don't do that. Honestly, these women don't understand that the woman determines how she will be treated, not the man.
Mm-hmm.
And so many women do not understand that. She sets the standard. This is how you will treat me. Have some respect for yourself.
Yep.
And what she's saying is a man will be attracted to a woman who has strong self. And I, you know, I will tend to say this, that it's probably very true from this standpoint that women who really do treat themselves with great respect all tend to be happily married women.
Yeah, well, they know how to. That's what he's saying. This guy that wrote this. So, I remember it was a guy that wrote the article. Okay. If she can't respect herself, she's not going to respect you either.
Yeah. So interesting. All right.
Number three, affection. It goes without saying that a woman who is very free with her offerings of affection will entice us. It's very warm and welcoming to a man. So if you are affectionate, so see, it still doesn't matter how pretty you are. Just as long as you're affectionate.
No, I mean, look. The Bible's very clear. Beauty fades. Mm-hmm. Women are the most gorgeous they're going to be, usually in their teens, quite frankly. Some of them peak later. Some may peak with her. I know a lady, she's more beautiful now at 63 than she was at 21, but she's a freak of nature, okay? Generally speaking, it tends to fade. It is what it is, mm-hmm. okay? But it is a truism that initially it's the physical attraction that mm-hmm. draws a man in. But after that, it really does drop. So from that standpoint, I do appreciate what this is saying, because I think a lot of women don't understand that, because they think, because I am no longer this sparkly whatever I was when I was 17, mm-hmm. that he's no longer interested in me is not true. Mm-mm. Because that sparkle can be long gone, and a guy will still be crazy in love with his wife.
Because it's about more than just that.
Because the beauty really becomes something else.
Yes.
So I think that's true.
Yes.
And all the character, the respect, and a woman who's very affectionate yes. will have a man who's just chasing her all the time.
Yes.
That's great.
Number four, intelligence. Stimulating conversation makes a man go crazy. Intelligent women are ones who know so much about the world around them, but even more so have a keen interest in making it a better place. They think critically, engage our senses. Furthermore, they have this drive to be successful, which in and of itself can be the biggest turn on there is.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. I know a lot of guys who are insecure.
Yeah.
And really, because I know some really gorgeous women who are highly intelligent.
Yeah, and that's...
And it's like they can't get a date to save their lives. Because I think they just scare the snot out of these men.
Yeah.
So
well, they haven't learned the game on how to not show too much intelligence.
But I think, in this point, I think he's off to go in and say how incredibly smart you are, and you know, and yes, a real turn on. It's not.
It's a certain amount of intelligence.
A certain amount.
You don't
you're
want
not
stupid,
a moron.
But you don't want too much. You have to find the right balance.
You know, it's like, have you ever been to Russia? Oh, you mean, is that next to Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
You know, well, yeah, that's it's a little unattractive.
Yeah.
Because some people are just not particularly bright.
But you don't have to flaunt your intelligence. You can, if you're really intelligent, you won't make it seem that you're so intelligent that you would be intimidating.
Look, I agree with him. Men do like intelligent women. There's no question about it. But he's saying, you know, this woman who has this drive to be successful and real smart and is a turn on. I go, I don't know. That needs to be taken with a grain of salt there.
It depends on the man, I guess.
I suppose, yeah.
Yes. Number five, confidence. You'll agree with this one. A woman who loves herself regardless.
Except that I will say, these women, I can name names, but they are really stunningly attractive. But they're highly educated. They're very successful career oriented. And they literally scare these guys.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Nobody even asks them out.
Yeah.
I mean, you meet these women, you shake your head, you're talking to them, thinking, good Lord. And just the amount of money they earn.
Too intimidating.
I think, man. I'd date you just for the shot at
the money.
Just have some of that extra cash in the hole. I mean, holy cow. But nothing. They get nothing?
No.
And it's quite stunning to me.
Yeah.
So I'd challenge that one. Okay. All right, last one.
Confidence. A woman who loves herself regardless of her own flaws will love a man for all of his. There's something very sexy about a confident woman
that
has nothing to do with her looks.
Absolutely. And that I do agree with. And that overcomes that. And that's what keeps a woman attractive even as the flower fades over 30, 40, 50, 60 years, is that sense of confidence. And there's even some actresses that they're really not all that physically attractive on the outside. I've noticed, we talked about, who's that chick from
Helen
England?
Mirren.
She's gorgeous.
Yes,
she is. Gorgeous, but it's the way she carries herself.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's really that in person or not, but in her persona as an actress, so calm. She's just a babe. Yeah. What is she, 60, 70 years old?
Oh, well, she's in her 70s.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, not looking like she's 18 anymore,
but
quite a doll. And that is very attractive, I think.
Yeah.
So, cool. All right. What an interesting thing. Seven traits men look for in the lady of their dreams. We challenged a couple of them. But anyway, we'll be back with your emails right after this.
Mark Gunger. Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download your free Mark Gunger app today.
Hi, Mark Gunger here, talking to you about our T1 program that we have here at our church at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It is a transition year program for young people before they go off to college. Here's the situation we have today. Young Christian kids, forget about what the secular world does for a minute. I'm talking about the Christian people, devout Christian people. They want the best for their kids. They want to honor God in their lives. The kids go through high school. The second they get out of high school, whoosh, they shove them off into college, and they never slow down. And then they're off to their careers and stuff like that. The statistics for that are very, very bad. They say, I don't know who studies this stupid stuff, but they'll say as high as 80% of the Christian kids in evangelical churches give up on their faith about 2 years into their college experience. It's an unmitigated disaster. We're all trying to figure out programs and stuff like that. How do we fix it? But here's one of the best ways we can fix it. Slow down. Slow down. You don't need to go running off to college as soon as you get out of high school. We encourage these kids to take a one-year gap program. Now, there's several of them around the country. We have one here in Green Bay. We hope that you'll consider ours. You can go to T1. Is that just the letter
Transition1.org.
Transition1.org. We call it T1. So it's transition1.org. Look at our one-year program. What it is instead of running off to college right away, they come and take 1 year, and they come to this program. Now, it's not a Bible school, but we do teach from the Scriptures, try to build character, but we show them how to do life, how to make decisions, how to be leaders, how to handle money, something you would think people used to learn. They used to learn this stuff in high school. They don't learn it anymore. They don't learn jack anymore. How to date, how to make decisions about marriage for your life, all these fundamental things, and we breathe life into these young people and teach them how to do life. At the end of the last 3 months of the program, it's a typical school year, the last 3 months, they go on a missions trip. We have various partners around the world where they go and they serve. Now, a lot of people do these mission trips, short-term mission trips. It's like a week here, 7 days here, 10 days there. And it's great that they do that, seriously. And even those can be life-changing for kids. But let's be honest, it's more a vacation than a missions trip. 7 days? Are you kidding? They're just having fun flying around and seeing stuff and la, la, la. They come home. It was wonderful. I'm sure it was wonderful. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking 3 months. You're there. You're living with people. You start finding out that the whole world doesn't have Wi-Fi. Anyway, it's a great experience. The Bible says, put first the kingdom of God. Let's teach our kids that. It'll make a huge difference. Transition1.org. You listen to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Mark Gunger along with Diane Barley. Phil is MIA. We'll find him eventually. By the way, I read those five things, and it said, seven traits men look for the lady of dreams. He said, oh, wait a minute. He said, there's two more that I missed. The sixth one was ambition, a woman who wants to help plan a life with a guy. Okay, that's good. And then humility, which is what?
So you have to be confident, intelligent, all of those things. Oh, and then be humble on top of it. I thought that was amusing, actually.
And there's not amount of pressure on women as it is.
I know, right? Got to be everything. Come on.
Anyway. So, okay, so I got an email. I want to read to you.
Oh.
We're going to make this a Diane Barley show.
Okay, this is a total off-the-cuff because Diane Barley doesn't know anything about this. I will be blindsided.
You are being blindsided.
Ooh, I'm getting nervous.
No, that's a simple one. Okay. I don't know. I just want to see how big of a jerk I am.
But you have to do it on the air, of course. It's like you couldn't ask me.
Sorry, it's cold in here. Getting hot, then it'll warm up the place. This lady emails me, and she says that she basically, her love language is words of affirmation, and she loves to be, told, I love you, and all that kind of stuff. So she has this fiancé who doesn't do that for her, and she's always asking for it, and he's telling her he shouldn't have to do it, and she's really worried it's going to really become a problem in their marriage, so she asked me, what should I do? So I said, do you really want him to do those things for you? And she said, well, yes. I said, do you really, truly want that? Is it really important to you? I believe so. Okay, then this is what you do. Are you ready? Okay. What do you think I told her?
Find a different boyfriend.
Okay, good.
That's what I would tell her.
That's what I told her.
I would tell her.
Dump him.
No.
Dump him.
If this is really a big deal to you and you're just going to die without the words of affirmation and it's going to cause all sorts of problems for years to come in your marriage, find somebody who will give them to you.
Okay, so this is the lay I was talking about. You know, have some respect for yourself. This is really important. She's upset because he's not treating her the way she wants to be treated, even though she's asking for it. Now, see, this is what I don't understand. You've had some encounters with this where you literally... You'll ask a man, this is what I need from you, and then totally ignores it. It's like, what is that? I don't understand that. I mean, you got to live with this woman, right? You want to have a life with this woman. If my wife says, don't do this, or I want you to do this, then, and she makes it really clear, well, I have a choice. I can either live with this woman or be miserable with this woman.
You can live happily with this woman.
Or unhappily.
Live miserably.
Yeah, I mean, so what the heck? So I avoid, you know, for example, I'm not going to give you an example, but just say, you know, I don't want you to do such and such. Well, I could say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I should be able to, and see, there's guys who do that. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I can do whatever I want to do, you know.
You can't tell me what to do.
You can't tell
me
what to do.
You can't control me.
Yeah. All this other stupidity. And of all the dumb questions that people have and statements that they say, my ears are going in and out.
I'll fix them at the break for you. I know what's the matter.
What the heck? I was like, I'm starting to hallucinate. What the heck is
because
the matter?
Because the thing is coming out.
The thing about Jiggy Wop B.
Stick it back in.
Well, I did stick it back in.
It's because mine was doing the same thing. They don't stay in very well. They lose
don't.
Contact.
They start falling. Oh, okay.
There you go. Got it. Okay. So, for example...
You know, I don't want you to do such and such. And I will think, well, I like doing such and such. And why can't I do such and such? But I think, you know, I can live with this woman. So I go, okay. Right?
Right.
And you want to live with somebody. I don't understand this. Someone makes really, now if they're totally demanding all the time, making your life a living hell, all right, now that's a whole different issue and you can debate that and go to a counselor. And,
let's say, for instance, I want you to take your shoes off when you come in the house because they are dirty and I don't want it all over the floor.
Yeah.
That does not seem like a really end of life request.
Yeah. And you're making it really clear. This really bothers me.
Yeah.
I want, and then you keep just ignoring it and doing it anyway. What?
Yeah.
What is that? What's the matter with people?
Because you can't tell me what to do.
Then why are you married?
Me.
These people should never get married. They should stay single.
Agreed.
Can't tell me what to do. Listen, you single boys out there. Listen, don't be an idiot. If you get married, someone's going to tell you what to do.
On the other
anybody
hand,
anybody who thinks I don't want, if there's any man right now listening to the show who's single, and some married ones who are idiots, and you think no one can tell me what to do, you're a moron. If you're married, you're a moron. If you really think that way, stay single. Just stay single. What do you think? You can get married and no one's going to tell you what to do?
On the other hand, if the floor really isn't something worth dying over, and he really doesn't want to take his shoes off, you know, then it's like, fine, I'm not going to die on that hill today. But generally, those are the guys that nothing, they will do nothing. I mean, it can be something big, medium-sized, or large, and they just won't because they don't want to be told what to do, and they think that you're trying to control them.
I don't understand it. So, you know, she's telling this guy, I need you to tell me that you love me.
No, I told you I loved you once.
Nope.
If anything changes, I'll let you know. You know, I mean, that's...
Adios. Sayonara.
But I'm just talking from the guy. How stupid is this man? You want to marry this girl. She's asking you, and you refuse to do it?
What is he saying? It's not who I am?
Yes, there's some truth
to that if you're not like the overly affectionate.
No. That's Horace Menard.
There are people that are not. They are not verbal. They are not affectionate, but then you shouldn't marry them.
You dump them, absolutely.
You shouldn't marry them because they might be a very stoic, very, I'm not telling you, but she knows. I mean, usually guys will start out at least saying, I
love
you.
He's not even starting out this way.
She's dumb.
That's what I think.
She's dumb. I'm sorry if that creeps into marriage down the road. If you're already there, that's dumb.
All right. I'm not done with this. We got to take a break. We're going to come back on this email right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
We're back on the Mark Unger Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships. This has nothing to do with anything we were just talking about. You know, when you're growing up, these old people mm-hmm. always call everybody dearie, sweetie, mm-hmm. you know. And it was all rather odd. But now that I'm older, I'm calling everybody dear and sweetie.
Dear. Honey is mine. Honey, I call everybody honey all the time. I'm like some old woman. Honey, what? Dear,
what is
honey.
That? I mean, you even know it.
Well,
I'm not going to do
I'm
that.
Old
I'm
now.
Not going to do that when I get old. Only old people talk like that. Who talks like that? And I'm constantly yes. talking. Hey, sweetie. Yes, dear. You know,
because what is people it? Are honeys and dears to me now because I'm an old woman. Come on.
You know, it's really creepy. Is a. Of course, Nancy won't relate to it, and Tim won't relate to it. But you go to a doctor. Doctors are always mature, older.
Not anymore.
People. At our age, you go in and...
They're
and
all younger than me.
They all look like they just got off of a bicycle yeah. or something like that.
Yeah.
These doctors walk out and say, does your mom know you're here?
You know.
Right?
Doogie Howser, man.
I was like...
I know.
Seriously?
I know.
You're going to tell me what to do for my life?
I know.
You don't know Jack! But, I mean, they're just so young.
The last surgeon that came in when I was in the hospital 2 years ago, I'm like, looked at him and I said, I could actually be your mother. And he goes, no, I don't think so. I said, how old are you? And I go, oh, yes, I could actually be your mother. It's like, that's creepy. You just want some older, established, you know, fatherly... grandfatherly kind of guy operating on you, and I have Doogie Howser, for heaven's sakes. But I guess it was a compliment because he didn't think I was as old enough to be his mother, so I took that as a compliment.
It's just very weird.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, that's what happens, you know, everybody looks so young now.
I
just,
know.
Hey, sweetie.
And it's harder for me to judge
because you think
age
you're talking
now.
To a four-year-old that just happened to be 32.
Yeah.
Hey, little boy, how you doing?
Yeah. I know.
What is that? All right, so.
Because I'm old.
The email of this lady. It's important for her that she gets words of affirmation. She has to beg the man to say, I love you and stuff like that. And she's upset because he won't do it. And I'm thinking, what idiot of a man does this? The girl you want to marry is, I need this from you. And your answer to that is, no, that's just not me. I mean... Here's the thing.
Well, it's a good thing she's finding it out now, and hopefully she's smart enough to not go down that road.
I doubt that, but...
He'll change. I know I can make him change.
Oh, the reason she's writing, I know why they write me. What can I do?
What
her question was, what can I do to make him change? They can't handle that. There's nothing you can do to make him change. You know,
suck it up, buttercup.
But here's what I
don't
understand. During the dating process, I mean, you're always a little nicer than you normally are.
Yeah.
Always a little prettier than you normally are. You're always a little more thoughtful than you normally are. So if during the dating process, a guy is a jerk, what does that tell you? Yeah. I want you to say that you love me. No, I don't do that sort of thing.
Well, bye.
Really? I mean, but see, that's what surprised me, because I would think even as a jerk, you'd fake it.
Mm-hmm. Say, but he's not even.
Oh, yeah.
So I love you. This is where he's at now. Imagine 20 years from
now. That's my point. 20 minutes. It'll be 20
5
minutes.
5 years from now.
20 minutes. 5 years, nothing. 20 minutes into the wedding. Mm-mm. Oh, tell me you love me. Oh,
nope.
I told you that over at the altar there. I'm done. And she's going to be miserable. Nope. She's going to be in hell. She's going to cry. All her friends will be spending. So these people. Here's what irritates me about people with relationship problems. And I love people with relationship problems. That's what I do for a living. I'd be unemployed if I didn't have all these crazy. But they suck the life out of everybody around them. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. When you're struggling, you talk to everybody about your problems, your friends, your neighbors, everybody, and they suck the life out of them over stuff that doesn't need to happen. So this girl is not going, she's going to ignore me. She's going to marry this idiot. Then she's going to be miserable, and she's going to talk to her girlfriends and her pastor and her prayer girls at the Bible study, and she's going to slowly suck the life like a vampire. They're vampires. Good evening. Would you please pray for me? Marley, I married a terrible man. Can you pray for me? I want to die! And then you bite her on the neck. And you suck the life out of him. Then they go to another Bible and say, yes, could you help me? I really need some prayer. You bite that. They're vampires! And it doesn't need to happen. When you know during the dating process the guy is a jerk, you dump him. Move on. End of story. We'll be back.
Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
Never easy, never sane. It's all so complicated.
It's really not all that complicated. Despite what Jimmy Bradshaw singing about right now. Okay, so we're going back. I can't let go of this.
I know, that's okay.
This is
going
to be one email show.
That's okay.
That's okay. Why do we care? It's our show.
You can do whatever you want.
Do. It's my party. I can cry if I want to. All right, so I can understand if you're dating a guy mm-hmm. or a woman. Either way.
Women will do the same thing.
Okay, and they fake it. They pretend to be something they're not. And then you marry them and you go, oh, good grief, what is this? Okay, yes. I got compassion for that. Then I'll spend time with you.
Yes.
Though you might be a vampire. Please help me with my marriage. You know, well, no, I didn't know these. I saw no sign. Okay. All right, there. I will allow you to suck the life out of me, and I'll try and help you.
Yeah.
But what I don't care for are these people who know this stuff going in.
Yes. Yes.
And then they turn into vampires, and they suck the life out of everybody around them, and then they went up in divorce, and, oh, God did this to me, and everything. Oh, good grief. And here's the thing. This lady, her wedding is like May.
Oh
yeah.
That's like 3 months from now.
I know. I said,
you 2 months.
You need to dump them. It did not go over well. There's people who email me and then wish they hadn't. Actually, she Facebooked me. You know, message.
It's just not worth it.
She's going to be miserable. Worth it. Here's what I told her. I said, look, if I'm just dump him, you just call him up and say, dump, and let him know why.
Mm-hmm.
You refuse to be giving me what I need, and I don't want to get into this marriage from this. Now, if he's any kind of a intelligent man, he will fight to get you back. Mm-hmm. He will repent, and he'll start giving you what you need.
And if he doesn't, boy, you're good riddance to bad.
I know.
Rubbish.
I mean, that's the ultimate test. Now, if he comes back and says, I'm sorry, I do love you, I'll work at it. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never going to be this automatic, I love you, baby. Hey, come here, sweetie. Cheeks, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So here's the thing. She's writing me. She's concerned. She's spelling it out. Even what we read, you have to remember, people always say stuff from their perspective
mm-hmm.
or downplay the problem, usually, you know, because she wants to marry the boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, and she puts in her, you know, he's a godly man, one of those.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's probably wonderful in every other regard,
oh, yeah.
And he's such a godly man.
He's
everything else.
He's a cold-hearted snake who has no blood flowing through his brain, but he's a godly man. They're also godly, these men, and they drive them. Send them all to hell because they're so miserable with him. But when you have to write me and you need relationship counseling before you get married, you have to break it off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why these women don't get this? Again, it's a relationship for married people by and large. But there are people, single people who listen to this. If you're already into it, we'll help you through. But when you're single, and you are with someone, and you literally need to reach out to someone like me or someone else and say, you know, he's a godly man, but I'm sure they're softening what the but is, because I'm sure he's a gigantic butt, you know, and you need to help me with this big butt, okay? You need to break it off. You know, she's a pretty girl. I saw her Facebook thing. She just dumped this moron.
He just can't bring himself to say that.
Good grief. Can't tell me what to do. Man, you start talking about that more to single people, especially boys. Listen to me. If you're one of these boys who say, you can't tell me what to do,
mm-hmm.
you need to stay single. Don't get married and tell some woman she can't tell you what to do. She has every right to tell you.
Well, and women too, because I know women who are like that. I know more men, but I do know women.
No, you can't tell me. Yes, you can. Yes. Your husband can tell you what to do.
You can't tell me I can be friends with. You can't tell me I have to do this. You can't tell me.
Yes, yes, he can. Here's the thing. What is the most personal part of your existence? Your sexuality. Mm-hmm. All right? This is pretty personal.
Yeah.
Unless you're a hoe, most people don't really know. Know you sexually, okay?
Right.
All right.
I'm scared. Where are you going with this?
No, I'm just saying, if there's any area of life where you should be able to say, you can't tell me what to do, this is me. This is even in the most intimate area of life, here's what the Bible says. Your body does not belong to you alone. Yeah. It says alone.
A lot of people,
they take the alone out.
Doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, a lot of people, I have no say because the Bible says my body doesn't belong to me. It doesn't say that, you nitwit. It says it not to you alone.
Yes.
He gets to share in it, which means he gets to, at some level, tell you
what to do.
And she has the same right back to you. Even at your most intimate part of your existence, she has a say. Mm-hmm. At your most intimate part of existence, he has a say. Okay? He, she, whatever. Not he,
so when
she.
It comes to all the other things of life.
And you think they don't have a right to tell you when to come home, or they don't have a right to tell you what to do with your dirty shoes. And, you know, and especially if someone's bringing now, again, there's so many versions of this, and I'm sure some people are running wild with their minds, but if you have someone that's just nuts and they're yelling at you about everything constantly, okay, that's a problem. Okay, and then you probably need to go in for counseling and you get a third party and try and work it through. Someone's being a little bit unrealistic.
But if there's a handful of things.
It's usually just a handful of things, okay? You know, what started with the sweetie thing? I didn't even hear the whole conversation. But she said, you know, I told my husband, is it sweetie? Is that?
Dear.
Dear. Don't call me dear.
Dear.
All right. And who knows why? I don't care why.
Yeah.
She doesn't like it. End of story.
That's all that matters.
She just don't call her dear. I call her dear, but she doesn't have to live with me.
Yeah.
And she didn't really care if I call her dear.
Yeah.
Or anybody else.
And sometimes it's different.
But I don't want your husband to call me dear. Why? Yeah. Okay, it doesn't matter why. Or you can tell him why. It doesn't really. Mm-hmm. But then if he was a moron, he'd keep doing it.
Oh, sure. There's those who do those.
And I don't understand that.
I don't want you to do this. And they'll do it anyway.
What is that? Yeah. And these people, you can't tell me what to do. That should be the whole show.
You can't tell me what to do.
Yes, they can. They can. They have a say in what you do. If your version of marriage is, you can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me who to be friends with. You can't tell me who to do. And you can't tell me to not do this. You're an idiot. You don't understand marriage. You know who gets to do whatever they want to do and no one can tell them what to do? Single people.
Then stay single.
And no one can tell you what to do. Except, you know, the government and your mom. Even your mom. Still tell you what to do. Don't wear that. You look like an idiot, you know. But, oh, my God, I don't understand these people. They enter a thing like marriage and then demand autonomy. You don't get autonomy anymore. Can't tell me what to do. And some of these people, they got legit reasons why they... You know, like this one lady I was talking to once. It hurt her whenever her husband would say, no, this is the opposite. You said, pick up your clothes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, this woman said, every time he tells me to take off my shoes or pick up my clothes and stuff like that, it really wounded her, which was really odd. I'd never heard that before. So that was their big fight. Now, from what I just said, she should just do it, right?
Right.
But then she told this reason why. When she was a little girl, her mother, and you just said some of these people, not only should they never get married, they should never have children, they should never reproduce, good Lord. But this woman verbally and emotionally abused this girl and always screamed at her, never leave anything. I don't want to know you're here. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know that you're here. And if she ever had to play, she said, I had to play in my closet. Mm-hmm. I had to go in my closet and close the door.
So there had to be no sign of her existence.
No sign of her existence. Now, what kind of a sick psycho woman would do that to her own daughter. Mm-hmm. God only knows. That's why it was going to be a hell someday. But anyway, among other reasons.
Well, maybe she repented. Got right with Jesus.
Whatever. Don't write me about this. Okay. So the point being, There was a logical, every yes. time her husband said, don't leave your dirty shoes or pick up your coat, which seems like a totally reasonable yes. request. It was saying to her, you're trying to yeah. ignore that I'm here. Yeah. You don't want to know that I exist. Yeah. And what's worse is, she said, if any friends ever came over, she would say, go to the basement. I don't want to know you're here. Go to the basement. So anyway, when her girlfriends would come over for a Bible study, her husband demanded they go into
the basement.
The basement.
Which would be an absolutely psychological trigger for her.
Absolutely. Now, yeah. so, now we're doing the other flip here.
Yeah.
If you're asking something reasonable, but the other person can say, look, when you do that, here's what you trigger in me.
Yeah. I have no problem with that.
Well,
I can
then the
really
other
understand.
Person should stop.
Yes.
Let her leave her dirty shoes yes. around her.
If there's
coat,
something that it really is causing you a problem because I want you to put your take your shoes off at the door, I can understand that yeah, and
or,
I can go with
or
that.
Or find some kind of compromise yes. or at least, I'll tell you what, take your leave your shoes at the door, okay? But you girls go in and sit in the kitchen or the yes. living room, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And, some kind of give and take.
Yes.
But I remember talking to this couple, they mentioned we ended up in divorce, of course. But he wouldn't.
He wouldn't back down.
Stop.
Even though he knew it was hurting
he
her.
He knew. Again.
Jerk.
Without the backstory.
Right.
She sounds like the jerk.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because it's a reasonable request. Pick up your, just what we went through. Pick up your clothes. Do this, yes. You know, if someone asked you to do, why don't you just do that? Well, if there's this huge emotional trigger to it, okay, well, now you should explain that to that person. Then the other person should stop.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with people. It's like they demand stuff their way, and they don't care
yeah.
about what anybody else says or why they feel the way they feel. It's my life. I get to do what I want. And what you don't understand is when you get married, the rules change. It's not just your life, and you can't just walk around saying, you can't tell me what to do. We'll take a break and be back with another segment right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
What will you do? What will you say when the blues come?
What I'll do is I'll cry.
Oh, what a night.
Because I feel the blues.
Oh, what a
again, look, we all have issues. We all got to talk. Just because you have relational problems doesn't mean that you're a vampire, sucking the life out of everybody. But there are people who are vampires because they never change and they don't listen to advice from anybody and they ignore all the signs. And even after they get married and they have all these problems and they go around and they're just constantly sucking life, it never stops. These are the vampires, the emotional. No one sucks the life out of everybody constantly. I don't know. Maybe that's their thing. Maybe they're not happy unless they're not happy.
There are people like that.
Yeah.
There are, unfortunately.
Crazy. All right, enough of that extended hour-long email.
You had a lot to say about that one.
I did.
Okay. Right. It's a woman writing. She said, I was wondering what you thought about marriages where one spouse is a Republican and the other is a Democrat. The problem I have is that my husband feels very offended, disrespected, and angry that he can't sway me to his point of view. He says that our votes just cancel each other out. The last time we discussed this 4 years ago, he was so mad that he dented our refrigerator. It was our worst fight ever. I think that we should not discuss politics with each other. I hate how he says random, negative, stereotypical things about the party that I have chosen. I don't say bad things about his party. Also, now our young girls are asking me about who I will vote for and why, and they ask why I don't vote for the candidate that daddy votes for. Should I vote for the candidate and party my husband picks just to show respect for him and his infinite political wisdom and to keep the peace, or in the end, will our votes really not matter anyway?
It depends on who you're voting for. Because just guessing which one you think sounds like the conservative and the other one sounds like the liberal. Which one sounds like the Republican?
I was trying to figure that out when I read it.
Who
do you think?
I think he's the Republican and she's the liberal Democrat. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see it both ways,
really?
So I'm not certain.
No,
and I didn't ask. Mm-mm.
Because of the feely touchy that tends to just, you know, lean toward. Look, it doesn't matter. You're exactly right. Why are you discussing this? You're a smart girl. Don't talk with him about it. Who are you voting for? I'm not talking to you because you'll fight with me. Last time you dented, I don't want to get another refrigerator.
Yeah.
Just don't. If you get there again, you know. Again. There are issues that I don't debate my wife about.
Right. But he wants to, he's the one who wants to keep debating her.
He's an idiot.
So she wants to know.
He's an idiot. No.
What should she do?
No.
I'm not going to have this discussion with
if
you.
If I know my wife doesn't want to discuss and I keep pushing anyway, who's the moron?
Right.
I am. Yeah. She doesn't want, I don't want to discuss this. And every time he says, you know, who are you going to vote for? Say, I'm voting for Mark Unger. Write-in candidate. Tell him voting. Tell me you're voting straight Communist Party. What do you care? Just blow him off. Then when you walk in that booth, vote for whoever you want to vote for.
Well, what does she say to her kids?
They'll say, well, how come you don't agree with that? So I don't agree with that, you know. But you're big kids. Listen, make your own minds up, you know. So
I think that she is the Republican, actually.
You
because
think
there
so?
Was a line that I didn't read. She said,
really?
I know that there are evangelical Christians in both parties, something I don't understand.
That's hard to tell. It doesn't really matter. We're guessing here. It doesn't really.
Yeah. So I'm guessing
it doesn't matter,
Republican.
You know. So you think he's a hardcore Democrat who just can't understand why she votes Republican, you know.
Yeah. This is generally speaking, don't have a heart attack about this, but in my circle of people that I know, the ones that are the most rabid, that just won't shut up, are the liberal Democrats.
Oh, really?
And they're
Is that your experience?
Yes.
So you think he's a liberal. It doesn't matter. Folks, we don't care. Don't email us about your politics.
Don't
we don't care. This is not about politics. We don't care 10 cents about politics. The answer is, what do we do about that? If we fight over politics, then don't fight. Don't talk. Don't talk about it.
And just refuse. Well,
what do I tell my kids? Tell them, hey, when you get married, don't argue with somebody about it. Or if it's really important, make sure you marry someone of your same political opinion. I mean, it's just, there's no reason. To the point that he smacks something and breaks something,
he's an
idiot. So, but don't, I say he's an idiot. If she exit on it, then they're both idiots.
Yeah. Well,
you know there's
like
areas where there's going to be fighting. You're going to go at each other's throat. Why do you, and there's people who know this. It's as predictable. There is, we always argue over A. And they can't just set A aside, but they always come back to A.
Somebody has to always bring it up.
And we've got to fight over about A. And I just think you people who do that, you deserve each other.
My answer to that is, I'm sorry, I'm not having that conversation with you. I'm sorry, I'm not having that conversation with you.
That's exactly right.
I'm sorry, I'm not having that conversation with you.
My wife doesn't agree with me on all that stuff. There's somebody I'm all for in this political campaign, and she thinks I'm insane. I don't argue with her about
it. No.
Why would you argue with her about it?
Well, because some people, you have to agree with them and you have to think the way that they think.
Well, if you're like someone like that, you don't talk about it. You don't bring it up.
No.
If you know you
no,
can just.
They're the ones that no, are. I no, mean, usually the
I know,
one that's
when,
pushing
when,
it all the
when
time.
When you run into someone like that, the other person, that you don't talk. I run into people that they feel that way about all kinds of stuff. You know, my doctrine, you know, I got, you know, those people who are like hardcore, pick a doctrine. I got to tick somebody off of Calvinism, you know. Calvinists tend to be pretty intense people about their version of faith, which to me is very odd. But anyway, it doesn't matter. If you're a Calvinist, don't write me. I don't care. I had to say that. It was predestined. I had to say that. I had no choice. So anyway, if you know someone's a hardcore Calvinist and they all get it, you know, why debate that with them? I get along really, really well with people who are the complete opposite of me.
As long as you don't discuss
those Because I
points.
Know what you can and what you can't talk about.
Yes.
I know people, I go in and they are six serious, from a theological point of view, completely the opposite of everything I believe. I get to go with these people, and I have a blast with them.
Yeah. So long
I'm
as
laughing
you don't
with them,
discuss
I'm hanging
that.
With them. You know, you know the hot buttons. You just don't go into this stuff, or you make jokes about it. You know, like if I was with a Calvinist, and I said something they didn't like, say, oh, I'm sorry, I was predestined to say that. You know, they'd laugh. They get it. You know, I mean, you're just teasing them kind of stuff. So you can get along with anybody. But if you know, if I know someone is a real hardcore
whatever.
This, that, or the other, and I go and I start fighting for what do you think is going to happen? An argument. Why?
But usually it's the ones that are so hardcore. That's what I'm saying. It's not you. It's the one who's so hardcore that they are
always
trying to get you to change your mind and agree with them. They can't handle it that you don't agree with them because I know people
No. I get it both ways. But even then, I don't say anything.
Yeah.
There are people who are real hardcore about, you know, they think they ignore the teachings of the New Testament and think homosexuality is absolutely fine. Gays are fine. Everybody should be gay. There shouldn't be any.
Is the whole Bible.
I'm just saying. That's their thing. And if you have a problem, I don't want to hear about it either. I'm just saying. Just take that. They don't really know me.
Yeah.
And they'll come in and they'll start making all those statements. I generally do not respond to them.
No, I don't.
Again, why? Because you know what's going to happen.
I'm around people all the time who are saying things that are just diametrically opposed to my beliefs, and I just smile.
You just shut up. I don't want people to think. You're married to somebody. So whether you're the person or you're married to someone who's pushing their opinions, you know, it takes two people to fight. Now, the good news is when I'm around those people, I get to leave those people. I don't have to live with them. If I was married to them, I would learn, you know, we just can't discuss this. Mm-hmm. I have a brother who's way too liberal for me. two brothers, a brother and a brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. They're both nuts as far as I know. Theology, they got out of a Cracker Jack box as far as I'm concerned. When we talk about it, we fight.
Yes.
But we've learned, okay,
don't talk about it.
We respect each other. We literally do. And once having had the fight, and we know, because sometimes we'll have a fight we weren't expecting to have, because I didn't know they were so incredibly stupid. All right?
And they say the same thing about you.
Oh, I'm sure they do. So, no doubt. There's no doubt. But now we know where the lines are.
Yeah, and you don't go there.
But we'll even kid about it. Say, well, let's not go there.
Let's not go there.
I don't understand people keep, you know, I can see you're having fights on stuff that you don't know where everybody stands and you fight it out. But once you've done that, then you know you don't go back there anymore. Yeah. People don't have any common sense.
No. It goes back to the same kind of people that the whole first part of the show was about. That they just, it's those kinds of people that you can't tell me what to do. This, they're the ones that will fight till the death on stupid things like this too.
But even still, don't argue with them. This lady, your answer, don't argue with your husband. He can't force you to you don't have to tell me your political opinions. Ignore him. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Steam milk, lots of froth.
We're back on the Mark Gunger Show with like 3 minutes to go, and Phil finally shows up.
Hello, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Now it's a show.
Now we can start.
Everything else begins. Might have been false information.
You missed a good show. We were ranting and raving over people who ignore the obvious.
If you do something that you know intentionally hacks your wife off, do you keep doing that?
Not doing something, to be happy. Exactly.
Right. Because you have a brain in your head.
Or if you're dating someone that makes you want to vomit, you keep dating that person? No. Or
Didn't make her vomit.
Well, I'm exaggerating.
Yes,
what I do.
Of course you are.
You're dating someone who won't do what you ask them to do, and you really need it. You move on. I mean, this lady just emailed us. You know, my husband wants to argue about politics, but then it gets really crazy. Well, stop arguing. Refuse to have the argument.
This is awesome. I've got a good thing to say about this. Now we completely ran out of time.
Yep.
You know what everyone's going to have to do?
Tune in next week.
The camera makes you look like you're 6 years old. It's too high again.
I can sit up, too.
There you go.
There you go.
That's better.
Puff the chest out.
You don't look like
a dwarf. There's like a 6-inch difference between him standing up, sitting up,
and slouching. Sorry, I was late. I had to fit
late to the party, my
early morning pump.
Oh, my gosh.
He had to get pumped. You all.
Hey, as you can tell.
You missed a good vampire thing today.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
He was
vampires. Zombies.
Ding.
Oh. All right, enough of this nonsense. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Have fun storming the castle.